For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Lansing Community College will host a screening of a world record-holding feature film on Wednesday night. Train Station has earned a spot in the Guinness Book of World Records for being the film with the most directors ever, a total of 40, working around the world. You can see it at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday at LCC's Dart Auditorium, and co-creator Marty Shea will be there to discuss the project. Shea tells me about the story and the challenges encountered in such a far-flung endeavor.
Train Station follows the choices of one character who is played by 40 actors. Every time the character makes a choice, he or she is played by a different actor, ranging in gender, age, race, and sexual orientation. And the plot goes in many different directions because each of those choices is written and directed by a different filmmaker.
Now, one of those transitions takes the story from Detroit to Tehran. Let's listen to a clip from Train Station.
What were you doing down by the train?
Maybe he works for the railroad.
Then what's he doing here?
No, it's really no trouble. We have plenty of room in the pickup.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
We just have to move the dog food. Oh, and those pumpkins. Where you live, hon?
Midtown.
Oh, we love Midtown. That's where we met that adorable homeless man.
Oh, yeah, that one with the floppy
hat. Wait! Don't go. I'll tell you the truth.
Since Collab Feature is based in Metro Detroit or in the city, that would seem to be a natural choice that Detroit would be one of the locales.
Yeah, so I was one of the directors as well as the co-founder of Collab Feature. So naturally I filmed in my hometown.
I want to talk with you a little bit about how viewers observe this film, because as you've said, the locales jump from city to city, country to country, continent to continent, the languages change, the necessity for English subtitles comes into play. Does that render the movie difficult in any way for observers to watch or to follow?
The feedback we generally get is that the first few transitions are very jarring, and this is not something the average viewer is used to. And once you get it, once you accept how the film is going to operate, you pay attention to the story, and the story guides you through. Even though everything else is changing, you're attached to one main character who is never the same person, never the same actor from moment to moment. But because of the strength of the story and also the sort of, excitement that the viewer gets from experiencing these changes once you fall into the rhythm of it, kind of works.
What's next for Collab Feature? Something with even more than 40 directors?
Actually, yes. We're shooting a series, and we've had nearly 100 contributions to the series, some more prominent than others. And the series follows characters all around the world who are competing to win a billionaire's fortune as he's at the end of his life and looking for an heir.
Marty Shea is a co-creator of Collab Feature. Their latest film is Train Station, which was shot by 40 directors in 25 different cities around the world. He'll attend a screening of the film Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. at the Lansing Community College Dart Auditorium in downtown Lansing. Train Station is unrated. It's intended for mature audiences. Marty Shea, thank you.
Thank you so much, Scott.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.